So let's review. The Mishnah says, Chetzi lebeis hamenuga, v'chetzi chetzi liftel es agvia. In order for a person's clothing to become tameh by staying in a house which has a nega, he has to stay there for the amount of time it would take to eat half of the standard loaf used for an erev. In order for a person to become tameh midrabanan by eating tameh food, he has to eat one quarter of the standard loaf used for an erev. According to B'yichmin ben Bereka, a standard loaf is 6 bayim. The shear for beis hamenuga is 3 bayim. The shear for liftel es agvia is 1.5 bayim. According to B'shimon, a standard loaf is 8 bayim. The shear for beis hamenuga is 4 bayim. The shear for liftel es agvia is 2 bayim. Rashi in the Mishnah points out that only regarding eruv tchumen, where we are more lenient, did B'shimon consider a third of a loaf as suda. But regarding beis hamenuga, which is deiraisa, only half a loaf is considered a suda. This is commonly referred to as kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat half a standard loaf. The Braisa adds, v'chatzi chatzi chatzir l'tami tumas eichon. In order for tummy food to make other food tummy, it has to be 1/8 the size of a standard loaf. Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, that a standard loaf is 6 bayim, 1/8 would be 3/4 of an egg. According to Rabbi Shimon, that a standard loaf is 8 bayim, it would be 1 egg. Tosis points out that in all of Shas it says, kebeya l'tami tumas eichon, which is in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. The reason our Mishnah did not mention this last halacha is Mishum Dele Shavi Shirai Lehadadi, because the proportion is not 100% accurate. Since there are different opinions for the amount of tummy food a person has to eat to become tummy midrabanan, and two slightly different opinions for the amount of food that can be mitame other food, none of which line up to make tummy's eichlin exactly half of the shear for making a person who eats a tummy. Amar Afim Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Zud de Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Yosi. The amount of tummy food that a person would have to eat to become tummy is roughly 2 eggs, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rebbe, though they disagree slightly whether it is just under 2 eggs or just over and how much over. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka holds it is 1.5 eggs, measured loosely. So Yechakos. Kios Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi said that somebody once sent Rebbe a sa that measured to be the volume of 217 eggs. The Gemara points out that whichever historical standard for a sa we are using, it would not equal 217 eggs. It would be either 144, 173, or 207 eggs. The Gemara answers that Rebbe holds that a pras is not exactly 2 eggs, but 2.1 eggs. So the 207 eggs of the sa would really be just a fraction more than 217 eggs. We just referred to 3 different measures of a sa. Tan Rabban, the Braisa traces how the size of a sa changed over time. The original measure of a sa in the Midbar was 144 eggs. Each sa is 6 kav, each kav is 4 log, and each log is 6 beitzim. When the Jewish people came to Yerushalayim, they increased the measure by 1/5, which brought the sa to 172.8 eggs. In Zippori they added another 1/5, and the sa became 207.36 eggs. The Gemara refers to the increase as shtus, a sixth, which is what we call a fifth. As Rashi explains, it is a shtus milavar, literally from the outside. We calculate fractions milagav, literally from the inside. 20 out of 100 is 1/5. 20 out of 120 is 1/6. Tan Rabban, Reishis Arisei Seichem. The Torah commands to take the first part of Yudo Eschala and give it to the Kain. The Gemara learns from the fact that the Torah refers to it as your dough that we are only chayv to be mafresh challah from a dough that is at least as big as the dough the Jews ate from the man in the Midbar. Regarding the man, the Torah writes, each person's portion was 1/10 of an epha. An epha is 3 saw. As we learned earlier, a saw in the Midbar was 144 eggs. Each saw is 6 kav. Each kav is 4 log. And each log is 6 bayim. 3 saw have 432 eggs, of which 1/10 is 43.2 eggs. From the fact that the Torah uses this measurement for the chiv challah, we see that it is the proper amount of food to eat in a day. Somebody who eats more than that is a ravson, a glutton, and somebody who eats less than that will be mekulkel b'meyav, messed up in his stomach. Let's talk to Mishnah. Anche chatzer v'anche mipeset, sheshakchu v'lei irvu. Kosher gevoy yud tvachim l'mipeset, pachis mikal chatzer. In the case of people who live in a chatzer, and people who live in an upper story, where they each made a separate erv, but they're not joined together in one erv. Any area more than 10 tvachim off the ground belongs to the people who live on top, while the area within 10 tvachim from the ground belongs to the people in the chatzer. For example, cholias habar, there is dirt piled around the pit 10 tvachim high, and it is within 4 tvachim of the upper story, it belongs to the people who live in the upper floor. To clarify the guideline that an area is assigned to those for whom it is easier to use, the Gemara lists 6 cases of areas accessible to 2 chatzeres who have each made a separate Erev, but did not join together in one Erev. First, Lezeb Pesach Lezeb Pesach. An area that each chatzer has a door that opens to it is like a windowsill between two chatzeres, where carrying is aser from either side. It's considered the domain of both, because it is equally accessible to both chatzeres. Second, Lezeb Bezriku Lezeb Bezrika. If the area can only be reached by throwing upward from each chatzer, it is just like a wall between two chatzeres, and it's aser for both chatzeres to carry to and from it. Here too, it's equally accessible, albeit with some difficulty. Third, Lezeb Shilshul Lezeb Shilshul. If both chatzeres can access the area by lowering things into it, we view it like a ditch between two chatzeres, and is also aser for both. Fourth, Lezeb Pesach Lezeb Zrika. If one chatzer has a doorway, and the other requires throwing upward, only the chatzer with the doorway can carry to it. It's considered their domain because it's more readily accessible for them. Fifth, Lezeb Pesach Lezeb Shilshul. If one chatzer has a doorway and the other can access the area only by lowering something, it belongs to the one with the easier access, the doorway. Sixth, Lezeb Bishilshul Lezeb Bizrika Mai. If one chatzer can access the area by lowering down and the other by throwing up, in this case there's a machlekes. Amar Rav, Shnei Nasurin. Rav says neither can carry to the area. Rav holds that the degree of difficulty is equal. Shmuel Amar Neisen Oisei Lezeb Bishilshul. Shmuel says that the chatzer that can lower things to the area can use it because lowering is considered tashmisha benachas, an easier form of usage than throwing upwards, which is tashmisha bekasha, more difficult. We'll begin the next daf with an attempt to support Shmuel's opinion from our Mishnah.